This is The Brief on Warped Timber Floorboards. You see, timber is a living, hygroscopic material that's constantly exchanging moisture with the air around it. And understanding this invisible hydraulic force is the absolute key to saving yourself thousands of dollars in ruined floors. So first, we need to correctly diagnose the distortion. If you've got cupping, where the plank's edges are lifting up, it means your subfloor base is wet. But if you're seeing crowning, where the center arches up, your top surface is the wet one. Think of a wood plank just like a kitchen sponge. Whichever side soaks up the most moisture is going to swell up and literally push the dry side out of shape. Second, let's avoid the absolute worst mistake you can make, which is rushing to fix it. Now, you might be wondering, why not just grab a heavy sander and level it right out? Well, if you sand down a wet, swollen plank, you permanently strip away vital wood mass. Then, when it finally dries naturally and shrinks back down, those sanded spots will actually sink, ruining your floor forever. Finally, let's talk about prevention and remediation. You want to keep your indoor relative humidity balanced right between 45% and 60% and ensure your subfloor has clear cross ventilation. A real quick pro tip, literally go outside and check if your foundation cross space vents are accidentally choked up by a pile of garden mulch or thick spider webs. Ultimately, by just managing your moisture levels and being a little patient before breaking out the heavy tools, you can keep those premium floors perfectly flat and structurally sound.